The year 2021 has been pretty tough for British Columbians, dealing with one crisis after another, from forest fires to Fraser Valley flood emergencies. And COVID has not left us either. How do you think the government of British Columbia has performed during all these crises?
Well, look, with respect to COVID, the official opposition of which I'm part, we have supported the public health measures that have been implemented right from day one. We've supported the financial supports that have been made available. We believe that we've been all in this together to help British Columbians get through this pandemic. But I would say, whether you look at the pandemic, whether you look at the floods that so dramatically impacted the Sumas Prairie, or flooding in Princeton or Merritt and elsewhere. If you look at the wildfire season that we had last summer, and the impacts, they were largely in my backyard. I represent Kamloops, and we were ground zero this past summer for the forest fire season. The entire village of Lytton was razed to the ground. When you look at the heat dome and the fact that 600 British Columbians, mostly frail elderly, died in their own homes alone because of the heat. When you look at all of these different natural disasters that have happened in our province, I think the provincial government's handling of these disasters can be summed up with delayed action, poor planning, a lack of adequate resources, and virtually no transparency. The village of Lytton burned to the ground. It's been somewhere between 200 and 300 days since that happened. And nobody is living in Lytton yet. There hasn't been any progress made on rebuilding that community and getting people back into homes. I lost 32 homes in my community from the wildfires. You talk to folks with respect to the flooding, and the rebuild is taking too long. The 600 British Columbians who died due to the heat dome, there has been no acknowledgement that the planning was nowhere near what it should have been, and steps that need to be taken to make sure that never happens again haven't yet been taken. We still don't have a proper emergency response system in British Columbia. So we watched Washington farmers and Washington communities get 48 hours more notice about the recent floods that impacted Abbotsford than the residents of and the farmers of Abbotsford received. That's wrong. So we're prepared to work with the government on all of this. We have suggested that the government, we've urged the government to establish a nonpartisan, all-party committee of the legislature to look at emergency management, the preparation for emergencies, the planning for emergencies, the management of emergencies, and the supports that need to be there after emergencies happen. We've offered to work with the government to find all those solutions so that we can make the changes that we need to better prepare for and manage and come out of emergencies in the future. Unfortunately, to this point, the NDP government has refused to take us up on our offer. So we'll continue to urge them to do the right thing here as well, because it's frankly, these are issues that should not involve politics. It should not matter if you're a BC Liberal or a New Democrat or a Green member for that matter. These are life and death issues that require all of us to come together so that we do collectively ensure that there's a better job done to keep British Columbians safe, make sure British Columbians are better prepared, and to make sure that British Columbians that unfortunately are hit with wildfires or flooding events or heat domes, that British Columbians are much better supported in the aftermath of those natural disasters.
Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you guys are busy, and I look forward to having you again one day.
I look forward to that as well. Let's make sure it's sooner than 2 years from now.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us this week on Eye on the Valley, right here on CIBL Radio. Join us next week as we have another great episode for you. Have a great weekend.